The reading this morning is taken from Mark chapter 5, and it's verse 1 through to verse 43. No, it's not. I'm just testing you. It's from verse 21 to verse 43. Okay. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders, named Jairus, came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him, and a large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd, and she touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned round in the crowd and he said, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, she told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." While Jesus was still speaking, some people from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader, came. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher any more?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And when they came to the house of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and loudly wailing. And he went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. And after he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him, and he went in to where the child was. He took her by the hand, and he said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and she began to walk around. She was 12 years old, and at this they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to tell anyone about this, and he told them to give her something to eat. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Corinne. That was really brought home, that passage, this way you read that so beautifully. So thank you. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you that you gave your word, the Bible, to us so that we might learn from it and learn what it means to be a follower of you and learn about you and your ways. We pray that this morning you'd help us to hear from your word, that you'd help us to apply it to our lives. And pray, Lord, that we might be a people who leave here this morning filled with the hope of the resurrection. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, if you've got your Bible in front of you, we're going to be on, I'm actually just opening it myself, on page 1006 and 1007 in the Church Bibles. And there are some larger, they're not very big print, but larger print Bibles around about, spaced mainly in this half of the church, but that's partly because of the 9 o'clock congregation. All right, and there was one behind me. Okay, so yesterday.